This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hello, this is Nath Velvo.
And I'm Reece Nicholson.
You know what, Reece? I love being spit-roasted by two men in the Joy studio, don't you?
Same. I like watching too.
And out of all the people here at Joy that like to spit-roast me and Reece at the same time, there's only two that we come back to year after year.
Do you mean Dean and Andrew?
Right, okay. Yeah, I didn't know. There's a few of them.
No, Dean and Andrew. Hide and seek.
Joy, 94.9. I totally forgot what the frequency was. I was like, 94.9. Try that again. Sorry.
G'day, everybody. This is Nath Velvo.
That's right, you are on Hide and Seek on
what
Joy 94.9 with...
What are you on?
Him and me.
You're on holiday juice, that's what you're on.
Yes, that's right. But I'll be back from holidays by the 20th of September, which is the start of the Oz Kink Fest.
And joining us to discuss it is the organiser, Di. Welcome, darling.
Hi, guys. How are we tonight?
Very well, thank you. How many is this one coming up?
Oh, gee, Dean, I'm trying to remember back. Everyone asked me that. I think it's number 6 or 7. I think 6.
Wow.
It's getting from strength to strength, I take it?
It is. I think last year was where it actually grew into itself, and we had nearly 1,000 people through the door at Fetish Expo, which is the premier event.
Was that a record?
It was, yes,
right.
It was, absolutely. So, yeah, we're really wrapped with that, and we're thinking this year that we'll at least match that or go a bit better. The scene's very lively in Melbourne at the moment, so...
It is. Now, tell us, why do you think that is?
Look, I think there's a lot more people coming into it, and I'd hate to say that 50 Shades of Grey was a catalyst for that, but, you know, you don't know.
Do you think it has given people permission to be a little bit more out about it?
Yeah, I think so. I think part of it is that. And the accessibility of information and websites nowadays for people, it's, you know, like FetLife, for example, is huge here in Melbourne. You know, there's heaps of members in Victoria and they're all relevant people that are genuinely interested. So...
And we should...
What are you doing, Dan?
I don't know.
For newbies to the scene, what is Oz Kink Fest all about?
Okay, so Oz Kink Fest is once a year and it's a celebration of fetish and alternative lifestyle. So pretty much towards the pansexual community, which is like all sexes, sexualities, genders, orientations all thrown into one pan. And so it's an opportunity to get education in that time, to go to events, to socialise, to find out information. And it starts with Fetish Expo on the Saturday, the 21st of September, and runs through for 10 days with workshops, skill shares, and then some premier events, and then some private events as well. But there's also community events, like picnics in the park, and various other community events that are associated.
Now, when you refer to it as pansexual, I guess what you're referring to is the event is pansexual, not that you have to be pansexual to go or be a part of it.
No, it's not that gender specific. I mean, if you were to walk into one of the events and look around, you couldn't pigeonhole anyone. You know, it's just such a wide demographic that comes through the door. It's all very accepting and there's no judgment on anyone, and it's just a really safe community to be in. But there are a lot of new people all the time coming into it.
The Fetish Expo, as you said, the 21st of September.
Yes.
What is that? I take it, it sounds like a great place to start off.
It is a great place to start off. It's because it's very information driven, and there's no expectation on you when you walk. So you don't have to dress in a certain way. There's no dress code or anything like that. It's about coming in and finding out. There's lots of stalls there, so it is based on like a sort of sexpo sort of.
Di, I wouldn't compare it to that.
No.
Really? Yeah. Do yourself a favour. Don't compare it
now,
to that.
It's the kink version of something much better.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. So there's lots of stalls by artisans. So people that make things around Australia come and they show off their wares. So there'll be custom made corsetry, whips, chains, you know, the whole bit, beds even.
In fact, you can find anything to do with kink and leather at the Fetish Expo, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have a lot of community groups there that it's an opportunity for them to share their information with the new people and with the community. So Vic Leather and, you know, there's lots of little community groups or big community groups that come along and we look after them and it gives them an opportunity to you know, network with people.
And is that at Fitzroy Town Hall again?
It is at the Fitzroy Town Hall, yes.
Now, last year, or the last few years, there's been a party on after the event there. Is that happening again this year, like a dance party? What happens is all of the stalls miraculously disappear in the space of an hour, and then there's a party on at the town hall.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a DJ in. It's a great place to have a party. And we're having a spankathon, so it's our annual spankathon. So there'll be people up on the stage doing their spanking and then they win a prize for the one that lasts the longest.
Lasts the longest, right. Yes. Before we move on from Fetish Expo, you always have some special guests out to perform at the Expo. The same this year?
We haven't had such an international focus this year, only because the high cost of bringing performers and that out. We do have a few. We have Phonix B from the USA, who's a leather dyke that is doing a lot of workshopping with us on safe sex practices and safe play practices. And she also does cutting and blood sort of play things. But and then there's a lot of other workshops. But the performers base is basically from Australia this year, from all around Australia. We've got from Perth, South Australia, Sydney. Yeah, so it's quite a diverse group of performers for all of the events.
And then the next day is one of your other premiere events, Submerge.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, I saw there's a WAC party in Sydney called Women and Queer of Kink. And
right.
Every time it's on, I want to go up there, but I work so much, I can never get up there. And I thought, well, if I can't get up there, I'm going to bring something like that
here. Fair enough.
And I just think we need this here in Melbourne where all sorts of queer people can get together and play and have fun, and it can be sexually orientated if they want to be, or it can be just a safe place for them to be without any judgment, and to also give them the opportunity to learn some safe sex practices and just be in a really safe environment.
So is it designed for women and those who identify as female, or how's that?
Yeah, look, it pretty much is, although we do invite trans men to come along.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that identifies as queer. So, but it's more aimed at, you know...
At females.
Females, yeah.
Then the weekend after that, you've got the Hellfire Resurrection?
Yeah, that's right. That's my baby event. That's the one that started all this. I think this is the 8th year for Hellfire Resurrection, and that one is a very much a performance-based event. It's a great opportunity for people to dress up in their best fetish and be seen and have photos done, and to also see some of the most amazing performances you'll see anywhere in Australia. We've got a great lineup this year with something for everybody.
We're going to take a quick break, Di, and when we come back, we'll round out what is available at AusKink Fest for 2013. You are with Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice. Stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.
Oh, hi, Catherine Devaney here. You're listening to Hide and Seek with Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice on Joy 94.9.
That's right, that's who you're with. And this evening we are talking to Di about the Oz Kink Fest starting on 20th of September. Di, obviously apart from the premiere events, there's a whole heap of little workshops you were saying.
There are. So we put out a call to community members that hold skill shares. So they're not actual presenters. They just want to share the skills and the knowledge that they have. So there's quite a few of those about to be announced. But then we have our own presenters. So this year we have Phonix B from San Francisco. We have Mistress Tokyo from Sydney, who is Miss Sydney Leather Pride. So she's doing quite a few workshops. And, of course, Eagle Leather, doing at least two workshops, one on electric sex and the other one on impact play. And there's quite a few, like I could go through a whole list, but I think all up there, there'll probably be about 30 or 40 workshops.
It's quite a busy little calendar you've got.
It is. And then we're doing a little dinner party on the Wednesday night as well, which is called a Nai Amatore dinner party, where a sushi chef prepares sushi on a naked body and then serves it off the body.
Well, how delectable. Di, Hellfire, as you said earlier, was your little baby. It's one of those Melbourne institutions.
It is, yeah. I think we get about 500 to 600 people usually in a year, so it only happens once a year. And as I said, it's very focused on performance, so it gives performers a chance to perform and get paid really, really well. And it gives people a chance to see stuff that they normally wouldn't see out and about at clubs or anything like that.
Why are you in the toilet all of a sudden?
I don't know. It sounds like I am.
You've hopped out of it again. Now, the final big party is Club Kunst.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the final big one. It's sort of a bit of a niche party, that. It's very much focused on hard players. So when we say no holes barred, there actually aren't. We don't put any rules in. There's only 100 tickets for that, and it is very much open the door and let them run loose. So it's not everyone's cup of tea.
Oh, you're back in the toilet again.
I am. I don't know why.
So is that one all genders or sexualities again? Or
It is, but we tend to find that it's more...
Your experts.
Yeah,
so
yeah, the experts that don't play publicly at the clubs because they're probably too hard. So there's, there's got anything water sports or anything like that's allowed. So
now, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you with regards to these events. How sexual are they?
Well, it's really interesting. I run a monthly club called Provocation, and at the beginning it was very much just the BDSM club where people came and it was all about BDSM. And we get about 200 to 250 people a month to the event, and it has shifted to having a lot of sexually based play in it. And quite a few people openly are happy to have sex, and there's a lot of sexual play. So there's been a big shift, from the... it's all about BDSM to it's all about kink and fun.
For some of our listeners, they won't really quite understand the difference, but for the most part, BDSM is about dominance and submission, control, etc. It's not about the act of sex.
For most people, personally, I like a bit of sex with my BDSM, but...
Sure, I mean, they're not mutually exclusive, but...
They just seem to be a hangover where you didn't mix sex and BDSM, especially publicly, because you're a master or something like that. Yeah. And now it's whatever you want to do. And the people that come to Provocation are so mixed that, we get every spectrum of kink community, the gay community, the lesbian community. We're attracting a really diverse group of people there now.
What's your main method of communication to those who want to get involved in these sort of things?
I think, as I said, FetLife seems to be, the one that people are attracted to.
And that's a website.
It's like a manhunt, but for fetish people.
And that seems to be very effective because there's not too much bullshit on there and it's quite easy to join and it's inexpensive. But, Adult Matchmaker are really good to us and they do bring in a lot of new people with the way they advertise and promote us, and their power to do so is much greater than ours. But I do have a website that's okay. And Facebook seems to be even though there's a lot of restrictions on Facebook and it's a bit difficult.
You can still search a little bit and see, find something. So I was just interested that, so sites, more generalist hookup sites like Matchmaker seem to be a place where people go.
Yeah, look, they do, because for people first coming out into swinging sex or BDSM, they're the ones that are easier to find and they're the ones that are more mainstream.
As an organiser, how do you... because when you go mainstream, you really are mainstream, like with something like that sort of website. How do you provide a safe and comfortable space for people to be in when it's so mass marketed like that?
I think what serves us well is the fact that our community is very open and accepting to anyone if they're there for the right reasons. So someone that's coming in, you know, to cruise around or perv or to do the wrong thing won't last very long. I mean, you know, they just don't. The community outs them really quickly.
Sure.
And, you know, at Provocation, we've had a couple of drunk people that we have ejected from the club because they weren't there for the right reason. But I'm really finding that the right people walk through the door, because generally people that aren't slightly interested in it just are too scared to come in anyway.
Oz King Fest starts September 21 with the Fetish Expo. Di, where can we find out more information?
On our website, www.ozkinkfest.com.
Looking forward to a great year ahead. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you all.
All the best.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.